Next public hearing is subdivision 2005-39 B&W Ventures LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 29.11 acres into 20 lots located south of Route 215, also known as Slaughter Neck Road, 1,600 feet west of Route 1. This application has been reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Wheatley, as Lawrence stated, the TIC committee reviewed this application October 19th of last year. That report will be made a part of the record. And on Monday, the engineers submitted a revised preliminary plan addressing the comments raised in the TIC meeting. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
And that was, one of those was, is this the site that was reduced from 19 to 16 units? 20 to 19, 16?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there anyone here representing this application?
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Heidi Balliette. I'm with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor, and I'm here on behalf of the applicant, B&W Ventures LLC. Also with me is Judy Schwartz with GMB, George Miles and Buehr. And I'm going to just get Mr. Brock said to wave his hand. He's a member of B&W Ventures. He's my client. Our application is for the subdivision of land for a single-family residential community. As we stated, the original plan was for 20. We reduced it in size to 16 after we had some of the studies returned. It is in an AR1 district. It's a total site of 29.12 acres. The minimum lot size is 3/4 acre. There are wetlands on the site, but there's no intention to disturb them. Each lot will have individual well and septic service. There's one single entrance off of Slaughter Neck Road, and it's one single continuous road to the end of one cul-de-sac. There is open space. The open space has been combined with the stormwater management area. The stormwater management area is already a wet area, as we can say, and it's planned for the natural flow of the water. They want to try to make it look more natural with the community, kind of like a pond, and combine next to that a recreation area for the community, maybe a possible like soccer field or something that would the community would find feasible for recreation. There is planned street lighting and open space. In support of the application, the applicant states for the record that this application is consistent with the Sussex County Code and the related ordinances. The various agencies, such as DLDOT, the Fire Marshal, the Office of State Planning, and Sussex Conservation, as well as Sussex Engineering, have not objected to the site, and we're willing to comply with the conditions that any of those agencies would impose. Pursuant to the comprehensive plan update and the future zoning maps, this is a low-density district, and the guidelines for density state that the lots are appropriate for on-site wastewater disposal systems and a minimum lot size of 3/4 acre. Our lots that we're proposing range in size from 3/4 acre to nearly 3 acres. There are architectural guidelines and deed restrictions that are will be imposed. Our plan is for stick-built homes. There would be no temporary structures, no mobile homes or trailers. There is a 30-foot agricultural buffer surrounding both sides of the property for the adjoining sides because there are existing farmland or open areas. The proposed location, we state, will serve a need to the community by providing housing and desirable single-family community that's small little niche. This property lies in an area with the latest growth trend, as you're aware. A survey of the housing in the area does reveal a need for single-family lots of this nature. The current land use in the vicinity is agricultural and residential use, and also on the maps, I did see that there were some preservation farmland in the area as well. We believe this community would further complement the area residences and the other uses and would not be an adverse impact on surrounding property values and is an appropriate site for a single-family community. As a matter of law, I'll state for the record on behalf of the applicant that the granting of the conditional use is in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan in that it promotes the health, safety, morals, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County, and and the approval of the subdivision is for the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. And we request that you approve our 16 single-family residential lot community. And I can answer any questions that you have, and certainly Judy Schwartz would be available to answer any questions as well.
All right, ma'am, we'll see if anyone has any.
Okay.
Mr. Burton.
With this lot 15, that lot does not go into the wetlands at all?
I think they're wetlands in the lower section. It's incorporated into the lot, but it's not going to be disturbed. There would be an area for the building restriction line.
The lot line will not be in the wetlands line at all?
Well, the wetlands can be incorporated into the lot. It just, it's not going to be kept as a separate area.
Okay.
There would be deed restrictions imposed, so they would not be able to disturb that area.
Let me ask a question, because Mr. Wheatley actually made a comment sort of to me that the Planning and Zoning Commission sort of always had a policy where lots would not include wetlands. If that's the case here, would it just end up with a landlocked piece of wetlands? I mean, the way it's configured, would there be any way to not make it part of the lot?
Well, as large as that lot is, I'm sure we could step it back so it is a smaller lot. I think the plan was just to incorporate that in so it was one larger lot.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Burton.
But that would be fine if it's a condition that you want those removed so it is not impacting that area. I think we could facilitate that.
Fair enough.
Is that the only wetlands on this parcel?
To my knowledge, it is, yes.
Okay.
This the area that your stormwater management pond is not in the wetlands at
no,
all?
No, it's not. It's a low-lying area, and it seems to gather water, but it's not wetlands. It was not a part of the delineation.
If the wetlands are incorporated into the lot, is there a way that you could monument the boundary of the wetlands so that the homeowner and future owners buying the property afterward would be aware of where the wetlands are and that they should not encroach on it?
I'm sure we could mark those, maybe even with a little placard that says
something
wetlands
permanent.
Area, do not disturb.
Some kind of permanent monument, not a paper sign or something. Because you don't want to have a landlocked parcel, which
right.
is probably what that would end up being. But on the other hand, subsequent owners may not know that that's a wetland boundary and could fertilize it or cut it or whatever.
Well, we could also, if we're going to not incorporate it into that lot, it would be considered open space, and there would have to be an easement reserved unto the homeowners association to be able to access it for maintenance and such.
Well, that brings up a question I have just with regard to that. The buffers, though, they're not included in any part of the lots?
I don't believe they are.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you'd
areas.
Still have the buffer going around, so you'd still have access to that back piece.
You have access
yes.
by
yeah.
the buffer.
And you still have the stormwater management
right.
area that needs to be maintained
right.
also, so
right.
that area and the wetlands could also be maintained by the homeowners.
Sure.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Could you expand on the general notes number 13, referencing the lands of Carolyn Williams? Is that just the one small parcel in the upper left-hand corner?
Yeah, it's a small lot at the entrance. It's a residence that's located.
It's currently
there
a residence now.
Mm-hmm.
But how are you making reference to it possibly being redeveloped? Can you clarify that?
I'm Judy Schwartz with George Miles and Bjor. That note was added to the plan because of a comment from DelDOT who was interested in their driveway coming off the road we're creating rather than keeping their driveway off of Slaughter Neck Road. The property owner does not want to switch their driveway, but DelDOT's requiring that note be placed on the plan. Now, in the event it does change use or different owner.
Different owner comes along and says, gee, can I tie into your private road
right,
type
right.
thing?
Right,
mm-hmm. The developer also had intentions to try to purchase that, which did not.
Didn't
follow.
Happen.
Yes. It's been quite some time since we originally filed, so.
Imagine that.
And am I correct in that DelDOT, have you talked to DelDOT about your entrance permit, or has that been approved, or?
No.
Not yet.
No, just through TAC comments.
Okay.
Yeah.
you wait and see if we give you a blessing or not.
Well, they have indicated that there's a requirement for dedication of 5 feet and then another additional 15 for a multi-use path.
Okay. And no further questions?
All right, sir. Mr. Gordon?
No question.
Mr. Smith?
No question.
Mr. Lang?
We may want to discuss your, I'm going to refer to it as a turnaround since it doesn't appear to be a cul-de-sac, which is on the open space lot. I understand that that's been designed at Fire Marshal design criteria.
Yes, it has. Mm-hmm.
So that would satisfy the Fire Marshal as far as being a turnaround?
Yes.
Typically, mm-hmm. we've had cul-de-sacs at locations. What is the length of the street if that turnaround wasn't available?
It's about 2,000 feet.
And that's the reason for the turnaround?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Originally, when you had the 20 lots, wasn't there a cul-de-sac?
There were two small cul-de-sacs. They've been removed.
So understanding your redesign, you have placed a turnaround in that area near the stormwater management area and open space area. And it will have eliminated two cul-de-sacs, which when you originally applied would have met the criteria. So they're
That's
trying
correct.
To satisfy the ordinance by creating a turnaround. And it's designed at Fire Marshal design for a...
Yeah, they didn't want L, one long stretch of road, apparently. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Is that an L?
It's a three turnaround.
Yeah. Turnaround. Yeah, okay. That's all I have.
Scott? Scott?
No, sir.
No questions? Mr. Roberts?
No, that was going to be my only question. Mr. Lank asked about the cul-de-sac length.
Okay.
So, no questions.
And if you would take a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-39 B&W Ventures LLC? Step right up, sir, and we need you to give your name and address. And
yeah, my name is Vance G. Daniel Sr. and I live right in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm familiar with this land, property and all. And I do have one question I want to ask. You were saying about affordable housing.
Okay, I think if you would ask us,
oh,
and we'll get an answer
yes.
for you, okay?
Yeah, that's one of the questions I want to ask, you know, in the area. I'm representing the Slaughter Neck Community Action. And when you say affordable housing, you know, I want to know what you're really saying, you know, affordable housing.
Well, I think that's a good question, and we'll ask it for you.
Okay.
All righty.
I didn't say affordable.
I was going to say, I don't believe this application said anything about affordable
okay.
housing. But
I know. Uh-huh. I didn't use that word. I just said housing. I didn't say affordable housing.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Still a good question, but we can't get you an answer.
Okay.
Forgot where it was.
Support.
Opposition.
Everybody,
opposition.
There you go.
There we go. Yes, yes, ma'am. In opposition.
I'm in between.
You're in between.
I'll write that minute. In between.
We
make note of that. In between.
Well,
make
you know
category.
What? It's a public meeting, and you're part of the public, so
Thank
you go
you.
Right ahead.
Good evening. My name is Claudia Harris, and actually it's a question for in reference for Carolyn Williams' land. They made the comment about the entrance into the development.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be certain that her property will not be compromised, that nothing will be taken from her in order for them to have entrance into that development.
You want me to take this one?
I wish you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, DLDOT's only requirements pertain to this particular property. They, you know, they cannot use land that they don't own, that this developer doesn't own, for this subdivision. The comment that was made was based apparently on a DLDOT comment that the applicant received when it was going through the preliminary stages of trying to get approval. And it talked about whether, I guess, Ms. Williams, if she ever sold the property or some future person owned it, if that occurred, then all that would have to happen was that they would then, instead of having an entrance onto Slaughter Neck Road, they'd have an entrance onto this road and then out on the Slaughter Neck Road.
Okay.
And not anything now, and as long as Ms. Williams owns it and continues to use it the way it is, you know, she doesn't have to do anything.
Okay.
So
just wanted to make certain that yeah. her property is not compromised.
Mm-mm. No, and the entrance is all on this applicant's property.
Okay.
As DLDOT requires.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Which place?
I'm like the lady, I'm in between.
My name is David Legace, I live north of Melford. I own the farm adjacent. No one has contacted me. The realtors or what have you. Now, I've got some questions here. I understand what goes on in Kent County, because I deal with Kent County, I got a couple farms up there. I believe Sussex County, isn't there open space, like a third of the property? Supposed to be left for open space, that's what I've been reading in the news media, whatever. If you got 30 acres, and you're supposed to be like a third of it, supposed to be left for open space. I know it's law and right and whatever. If that be true or whatever, where's the open space here? I see lots coming all the way down from Slaughter Neck Road behind my farm. And for one thing I've seen you people got, you get a good rain, that, them last four or five lots down there, it's nothing but a flood. It comes off my farm, the branch rises up, or what have you. But
if it's coming off your farm, you may very well have a problem.
I don't have a problem. I got high ground. What they've got is a branch that runs through there, and the water does back up through there.
But that design probably has taken into account that your water is no longer going to be crossing their property, would be my guess.
Yeah. Well, where is there? Let's get back to the open space here.
Okay. It depends on what type of application it is, and also sort of the open space ordinance is still in flux, I believe. But at any rate, this is a standard subdivision. It's not a clustered subdivision, so there's not the open space requirements that would apply in that situation.
Open space is incorporated on each of the individual lots.
Right.
This is
an agricultural buffer requirement,
which is shown there.
Is this the 30 feet or whatever they're talking about?
That's what it is.
Right, and there's also in the proposed restrictions the agricultural use protection notice that says that the subdivision is in the vicinity of properties used for agricultural purposes with the noise and odors and, you know, everything, farming operations, including nighttime farming operations that may occur, and that people that buy into the subdivision, if it's approved, are on notice of that. So in other words, they can't come back and complain about
it. Okay, let's add something to that, if this is approved or what have you. I have a rifle range, a personal rifle range. I'm 300 yards from their property. Legally in Delaware, I'm going to be 100 yards. You know, fire a weapon. So you people want to keep this in mind. If it's approved and these people buy this, I want that passed on to these people. Because I'm not going to be harassed.
I don't know that there's any requirement that this group can place upon them to make them give that kind of
I'm not
of
saying
notice.
I just want these people to realize this is could be a problem. But in the state of Delaware, you know, for a nearest resident is 100 yards.
Okay.
My area is a good 300 yards. So that's one thing I want to keep in mind to these people. They sell this. Yeah, I don't want to be hassled with this because it will happen. So you say there's nothing real specific about the open space, what I've been reading in news media.
What he said was that under the rules that govern this application, it is a standard AR subdivision. The open space is considered to be contained on each individual lot. If it were a cluster development or a residential planned community or something of that nature, there would be a more specific requirement for open space. So probably what you've been reading about are different proposals regarding open space and so on. I don't know that unless you've been reading the ordinance that you could particularly rely on what you've seen in the paper.
Yeah, that's true. We can't rely on anything
company,
we see.
Accepted, but it's much of that is under discussion right now, so it's not likely that what you saw was something out of the ordinance. It was probably something that was under discussion.
Yeah, like I say, you can't believe any of the paper tells you. I deal with Kent County more and all, but
that's in Kent County.
So what you're saying, these lots are different sizes.
I would want to say to you that that's
I'm not going to brag about Kent County. I'm going to tell you that right
Kent
now.
Kent County and Sussex County, we feel
our reporters are our
reporters.
Yeah,
are
you know, there's a lot
high
of difference
integrity here.
Here
in Sussex County.
Yeah, I'm not knocking it. You know, I was born in Sussex County, Milford Hospital, and 2 days later they moved me north of Kent. Right. So I was just curious about the open space. And you say there is. I see there's a buffer there.
Yeah, you're good.
3 foot buffer. Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, sir.
Can I get a copy of this map?
Yeah, come here. You can have mine. There you go. Okay, Is there anyone else who wishes to speak in opposition or favorably or in between? Anyone else on the commission have any questions or comment? Yes, sir. Okay. Come up here.
Good evening. My name is Peter Rockstead.
Just a second.
I'm sorry.
This is getting really, in the area of rebuttal.
Yeah,
did I miss?
I actually think, sir, that you missed your opportunity.
That's fine. That's fine.
Because you are the applicant.
I was just following your.
You're the applicant, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah. You had your chance to speak, and
that's
your counsel and consultant
very ably represented,
took care of that for you.
Going to offer something.
Okay. Is there anyone else on the commission have any questions? If not, we will close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening here with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.